Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sleep is an important component of human health, and without enough, you're probably not achieving your peak mental performance. And as Samer Hattar, associate professor of biology and neuroscience at Johns Hopkins University, explains, there is more to a good night's sleep than time.
When people routinely burn the midnight oil, they risk suffering depression and learning issues. The trouble may not only be the lack of sleep. It's the exposure to bright light at night from lamps, computer, and even iPads that also could be the culprit here. In a recent study we published in Nature, my team showed that exposure to bright light elevates the stress hormone called cortisol in the body, resulting in depression and lower cognitive function. We conducted the study on laboratory mice and show how certain special cells in the eye, called intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells, are switched on by these bright lights, affecting mood and the brain's learning and memory centers. Basically, the exposure to light stimulates these cells, which should be resting in lower light levels at that time of day. We exposed mice to a cycle of 3.5 hours of light and 3.5 hours of darkness for 2 weeks. Other studies from our lab showed that this cycle did not impact the mice's sleep cycle, but it did cause the animals to develop what I call depression-like behaviors. Though we of course couldn't ask the mice how they felt, we knew they showed depression-like behaviors because they gave up faster in an inescapable situation, and they did not seek as much pleasure by drinking from a sucrose-filled water. They also had difficulty learning and showed increased level of cortisol in their blood. You may wonder what a study conducted on lab rodents has to tell us about people, but you might be surprised at how many functions are evolutionarily preserved between humans and rodents. Both species have these special eye cells, which affect them quite the same way. In addition, our study makes reference to previous studies on humans, which show that light does indeed have an impact on the human brain's limbic system, just as it does in mice.
That was Samer Hattar of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. I wake up to